With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Social distancing is a pivotal part of keeping hospitals from getting overwhelmed with infected patients. But just how much social distancing? Alex Hager reports.
The latest models from the Colorado School of Public Health say reducing handshakes, hugs, and face-to-face conversations by 65% of normal should leave us in the clear. If that were to dip down to 45%, hospitals and contact tracing teams could get overwhelmed.
The more we want to open our community to visitors, to workforces coming from adjacent counties, the more important it is for the rest of us to be socially distancing and maintaining the practices that are going to limit viral spread.
That's Pitkin County epidemiologist Charles Spickert. He says people over the age of 60 and those with underlying health conditions are more likely to end up in the hospital if they contract COVID-19. And because of that, they're asked to limit in-person interactions by 80%. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Colorado lawmakers are planning to finish their work at the Capitol by the end of the week. As Scott Franz reports, they still have a long list of priorities to get to.
Now that the budget is almost done, lawmakers will debate bills aimed at preventing police brutality and increasing the vaccination rate at schools. And Democrats are still pursuing more than a dozen other bills to help residents recover from the coronavirus pandemic. They would provide tens of millions of dollars in assistance for rent, mental health services, and unemployment benefits. They would also require all employers to provide up to 48 hours of sick pay and protect workers who report their offices are not safe during the virus outbreak. Finally, there are some bipartisan proposals, including one allowing restaurants to keep offering alcohol for takeout and delivery even when the pandemic is over. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Over the last couple of decades or so, a nasty infection popped in a number of Mountain West states that decimated fish, including rainbow trout. Amanda Peacher reports on a solution out of Colorado.
Back in the 90s, Colorado's rainbow trout got sick with whirling disease.
It's a tiny spore that basically eats the cartilage of young fish.
Joe Lewandowski is with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. He says the disease spread very quickly. In a few years, rainbow trout were just gone from rivers. So scientists identified a population of trout in Germany that was resistant to the disease and crossed it with local Colorado trout. It was a success. Now, it might sound easy, but it took two decades.
We had a group of scientists that really went to work on this, and it really shows that science matters and science works, and we can get things done when we have a chance.
Lewandowski says there are now enough rainbow trout in Colorado's Gunnison River and beyond to reproduce naturally and start building up the fishery again. He says this process could be replicated in other states around the region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
A bronze chest filled with gold, jewels, and other valuables worth more than $1 million and hidden a decade ago somewhere in the Rocky Mountains has been found. Art and antiques collector Forrest Fenn says he hid the treasure as a way to tempt people to get into the wilderness. The 89-year-old told the Santa Fe, New Mexican on Sunday that a treasure hunter found the chest a few days ago and sent him a photo for confirmation. I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.